Yo, welcome to the Du Jour podcast. I'm your host, Artiste, Randall Turner, Hypotenuse, Ladnar the Plutonian, however you decide to address me, it works. Any way you want to address me would be fine, in fact. I came on here because I wanted to talk about, we have several episodes up on the Southern Music Research YouTube page. It's really turning into a series that I'm quite fond of. I want to thank everybody that has, you know, chosen to sit down and chat with me. Eric Wallace, Jim Fay, Rebecca Fox, Patrick Johnson, DJ Radu, Swayze. We've got a few more in the tuck that we're going to release. We've got Fred Weaver and Phasing Octopus. Those are coming soon. But I think what I wanted to do was I kind of wanted to explain to you guys exactly what my aim here is, right? I mean, I'm always trying to explain myself just so that, you know, the naysayers, because there are a lot of them, the naysayers can build whatever narratives they want to build. But my insistence on doing these interviews the way that I've been doing them is essentially just so that I can, it's a research project, essentially. You know, I want to see how hip-hop has shaped musicians' lives, performers, regular people, business owners, you know, just any myriad of people from the South I want to have conversations with about hip-hop. And honestly, I don't think you need to be the most knowledgeable person about hip-hop to do one of these interviews. I'd say that just having a varying list of individuals and a diverse group of individuals just explaining where hip-hop fits in. I mean, at this point, hip-hop is just, it's been around so long that now most of it is considered pop music. So, just being able to get young people's opinion and older people and people that grew up around hip-hop and people who didn't, and, you know, just so that I can just get as much of this, as much of the feedback that just kind of, you know, explains where hip-hop fits into people's lives. Because, of course, it doesn't fit into everybody's life the same, you know. Jim's interview, he went really in-depth, you know, because he has listened to hip-hop quite a bit, you know, in his life. Somebody like Eric, is, you know, he takes his recommendations from, you know, other hip-hop artists. You know, you're just going to get a lot of varying and different connections to hip hop. And I just want to establish those. And I think that has been it's been the driving force behind wanting to do these things, because hearing Swayze and Radu, who are the Sure Shot DJs, they're connected, but their connection to hip-hop was different, you know, and it still is different. They have these connecting points, they have these points where they intersect, but then there are these parts that don't intersect, and that, to me, is fascinating. And as much as, you know, hip-hop has turned into a bit of a gossip show and a who hates who and who's beefing with who and that sort of thing, you know, this has been the six interviews that I've done, six or seven, I've come away every time with a completely different idea about where hip-hop intersects, you know? And man, it's going to be fun. So if I happen to come to you and ask you to do an interview, just remember that's essentially what the interview is going to be about. I mean, it's essentially just trying to figure out, you know, your favorite albums and records, you know, where it fits into your daily life, where it influenced you the most, if any, because it doesn't have to. I think the fact that it doesn't, again, is cool. I think that people assume that hip-hop is this powerful thing that, you know, that has its grip and its tentacles attached to people all over the place. I mean, yeah, sometimes, but for some people, it doesn't have any hold on them, doesn't have any connection to them at all. And again, I think that's very, very interesting. So I'll be looking to find those people, and I'll be looking to find these people that are kind of middle of the road people, you know, people that don't really listen to it until it's time to go to the gym, or, you know, don't listen to it until it's time for a party, you know, because there are people that only listen to hip hop music or anything that resembles hip hop music when it's party time or when it's, they need some hype music for the gym, you know? And that's cool too, you know, because that's where it intersects. Whereas for somebody like me, you know, I listen to it all the time. I mean, I can literally just wake up and turn it on, and it's not to get hyped or get myself going. It's just because that's, you know, that's what I like to listen to, you know. I mean, I listen to all kinds of music, but, you know, I probably listen to more hip-hop during the day. It's probably somewhere around 70-30, you know. Maybe some rock, 30%, you know, no pop, and hip-hop every, you know, every other minute of the day. So be sure to go check out Southern Music Research Center YouTube page and check out the convos, interviews. Yeah, so I've got some things coming up and be on the lookout for, and I want to thank you guys for coming by the Du Jour podcast right here.